Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, December 29th, 2014. And with me today, recovering from our post-holiday coma, is Kelly Gaumont. How are you?
Not bad, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And Brian Chaffin, I hope you're well, Brian.
Indeed.
Excellent. Excellent. And it's great to be back, and it's great to have both you guys here.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I thought we'd start off today with sort of like a public service thing, because we all have a lot of family and friends that probably got brand new tech gear over the weekend, and they're now going to turn to us for help. And Kelly, you came up with some really great ideas for helping out all of our less savvy friends and family without actually having to be in the same room as them.
Yeah. So what generally is my experience is that I do not live in a place with a lot of my family, but at certain times of year, everyone tends to congregate. So I thought it might be a good idea while people were all sort of still in the same physical location to possibly get the chance to do a little legwork now and save yourself a bunch of grief and heartache later. And that's just remote support. So if you are somebody who doesn't necessarily run a VNC server out of your house in your spare time, or somebody who doesn't even know what that means, but you're still the person that gets called a lot for help, that's totally okay. What you can do is cover the basics. So the easiest way to do this, if everyone is on Yosemite, you can use messages to share the screen for the other person to share the screen with you, so you can see on their computer what's actually happening.
That works surprisingly well.
It's really great. You guys tried it out, if I'm not mistaken, you and Brian.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's a snap. And it
seems pretty quirky. We have the screenshots to prove it.
That's true. For some people who maybe are like my family, where they only listen to you when they actually need help but do not consult you on buying decisions, you may have Windows users you need to support. I'm looking at you, Pa. And for those folks, Skype is a good way to do this. The other advantage to Skype is that you can basically get a free version for all manner of devices. So in the absolute worst case, and yes, this was absolutely the worst case when it happened to me, you can use Skype on one device to point a camera at another device to find out what's really going on.
Oh, that's clever. I have a more clever way of dealing with this issue of people who don't ask your advice or don't take your advice on what to buy, but then want your help.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that really annoys me.
Yeah, my solution for that is LOL going.
You know,
just for the record, I had a friend spent years talking to me about what to buy for a new computer. Ended up buying a new PC, and then like a week later is like asking me for some tech support on it. I'm like, no. you might be one of my best friends, but no.
You know, I have given all of my friends and family a very strict set of guidelines for what they need to do as far as hardware purchases before they call me for any sort of tech support. And I've told them, look, if you're going to buy a Windows machine, I don't stay up on Windows tech stuff anymore, so don't even call me. And I'm busy enough with iPhones and iPads that I don't have time to stay on top of what's going on with Android. So if you need tech support for that, don't even call me. And I actually had a relative call me up and say, okay, so I got this Windows laptop for Christmas, and this is a couple years ago, and I can't figure out how to do whatever. And I'm like, you know the rule, bye, and just hung up.
I like it.
Wow.
Now, all right, I didn't mean to derail us on that little spiteful, vengeful note, because Kelly, that's just a fantastic idea to use Skype from one device to film, essentially film,
yes,
the device in question so that, well, you can actually see it.
It was my dad's computer, and it's a long story, but we call her my dad's wife. So my dad's wife, because she's not a stepmom, that's something else again. My dad's wife, her computer was functional. My dad's computer was not. So we turned on Skype on her computer and pointed it at his computer. And the upside of this is that a number of these sort of bumps in the road that he's had with the latest iteration of his Windows machine have caused him to sit down and go, you know, I'm just going to use this until it goes kaput. And when it goes kaput, I think I'm just going to get a tablet. So as long as I can warn him off a Galaxy Note, I think we'll probably be okay.
Good luck.
But yeah, we'll see how it goes. At least he had a fair amount of angst when he bought his Android phone, so maybe I can convince him on the tablet. If you also have other people who are cross-platform, the most solid option for this is TeamViewer. And the nice thing about that is they also offer iOS and Android screen sharing. So if you are somebody who has to do some of that troubleshooting for folks, you do have the option to share those as well.
That's TeamViewer with an M, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I am so glad
Where you're headed.
I'm so glad that you clarified that.
Because when you read it, it's one thing.
Yes.
When you hear it.
Pronunciation is very, very critical.
Indeed.
Yes. And the other one, this is one that I have used pretty often because it's browser-based, and a lot of times these support calls end up sort of sprung on you, is join.me, join.me. And it's just a lightweight little browser thing that you use that you tell the other person, go to this website. And when it says start a meeting, they download a little tiny bit of software. It's just a little Java applet that allows them to share their screen with you. And then you get to see everything that's happening. And you can even request control, which is not something you can do, I don't think, in messages, right?
Yes, actually, you can.
Oh, you can.
Okay. That was one of the really nifty things. Should we kind of back rail a little bit on that?
Yeah, I'm basically wrapped up. Join Me was another one that I really liked because it was lightweight and all you needed was a web browser. So as long as the problem the person was having wasn't browser related, then you're in pretty good shape. But some of these require a little bit of installation ahead of time, or like with Skype, you need a Skype username and password. And as long as you've got a legit Skype account, you know, you've got that going for you. So this is a good time while you're home with everybody. It's a good time to sort of get all that stuff locked and loaded now. And then that way, when they call you, you just go, remember, I installed that thing for you at Christmas. Here you go.
And none of these will cost extra money to be able to use, right?
Precisely. That's the other great thing about these is that they're all free. They all offer upgrade options for things like Join Me's whole shtick is that they're from the LogMeIn folks who offer remote access to computers all over the place, and they want you to pay for that. But if you just need something occasionally because, you know, once in a while Aunt Mildred calls you and is having trouble with her iPhone, you ask her which one. She says it's green.
And then you know exactly which iPhone she has.
On the upside, you do know. You know, the white one, then at least you're able to sort of, you know, help those folks when you have the occasional call that is sprung upon you. So yeah, these are all free, but the easiest one probably to use is messages. So I do want to get, cause you guys actually tested this out.
Yeah.
And I want to know how that went.
So one of the things that it was, and I actually, I'm not positive how it looked on Jeff's end.
It was really cool.
It looked
just like it did on your end, actually. I think.
So your screen went dark.
Yep, when you highlighted something, my screen went dark, except for where the bright circle was around your book.
Right. So yeah, I had, but you didn't see my cursor. There weren't two cursors on your screen, I don't think.
There was only one cursor on my screen, but I'm not sure whose it was. Now that I think about it.
So when I had a cursor on your screen, but I also saw your cursor, and when I clicked on the file on your desktop, which just happened to be my book plug unplug, the screen darkened and that one file was highlighted. So what essentially allowed me to do was to point to anything that I needed to point at on Jeff's system, and he would see exactly what I was talking about.
So it's like a really call out in a screencast when things sort of dim and then you see that thing sort of regular brightness.
Exactly the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does sound really nifty. That might be worth upgrading.
And it was so easy. It just
There's also the idea that you could, get on board with 2014, Kelly.
Upgrading.
Now that 2014 is coming to a close.
Haha.
Yeah.
Anyway, good stuff. The piece got passed around quite a bit. A lot of people were tweeting it and retweeting it. I'm guessing that most of them were people who had to do support for other people.
Yeah, so that was really great that you wrote that up. There's a lot of people that had better holidays because of you.
Yes.
I hope so. And the thing about writing something like this, because I've done a few pieces like this recently for Mac Observer, is I feel like I'm sort of writing them twice. Because I'm writing them for the person on one end, the us of this equation, the people who get the calls. And then I'm also doing this for the people who maybe sometimes have to make the call. They can sit down and read through this and go, hey, I'm a Chrome user. Maybe I should see if remote desktop is something that will work for me. Mm. Or, Skype was the first thing that was suggested and I see that it's on all my devices. So maybe I should set up Skype and then see if my nephew, grandson, niece, whatever, daughter is a person who uses Skype, and then if I need help, at least I know I've got that ready to go. So some people will take a little bit of initiative and look at something like this, but also see what options are available to them as people who need support. And then they can go, I looked at all these options. Which one of these works for you? Which is a really nice thing to do when you're calling someone else for help.
Yes. Yeah, it's really nice.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hey, there's another thing I wanted to talk about today before we wrap up.
Alrighty.
Yes, that's the news that Jimmy Iovine is working on landing some exclusive album launches for the iTunes Store. Now, Jimmy Iovine, for those of you that aren't up to speed on this, is one of the co-founders of Beats Music, which is the company that Apple bought earlier this year. And so that got Apple all the Beats headphones and speakers. It got the Beats Music streaming service. And it also got Apple, Jimmy Iovine, and Dr. Dre.
And now Jimmy Iovine is a record executive, music executive. He founded Interscope Records. He's been a guy that's been around the music scene for a long, long time. And if you find anybody who has more than a couple of albums under their belt, there's an excellent chance at some point they have worked with Jimmy Iovine on some sort of project.
It's true.
So this is the rest of this. To me, this was the piece that Apple was paying the big bucks for, was the people behind it. It wasn't the headphones. It wasn't the service. It was to get Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre and their Rolodexes as resources for Apple to tap. And that's finally what's happening here now.
And that's what it looks like. Trent Reznor, I always like to point that out.
That's very – well, yeah, and that comes from Interscope. So
no, it comes from Beats Music.
Oh, no. His relationship with Jimmy Iovine is because of Interscope Records.
Right.
A long time ago. But yeah, so, which I still think it's hilarious that Trent Reznor is an Apple employee. But anyway, this is going to be awesome, I think. This is really going to be the thing that helps take Eddie Q to 11. And I can't wait to see what the next goofball video from Apple executives is going to look like.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Eddie Q has been Apple's go-to guy for movies, books, and music. Steve Jobs was also involved in a lot of music deals. But I always got the impression, and this is definitely just an impression, that Eddie Q would do all the heavy lifting. And then when there was a recalcitrant record executive somewhere, Steve Jobs would come in and knock some heads around.
Right. It was up to Steve to step on the necks, but it was totally Eddie doing all the legwork.
So it's good for Apple, and it's good for Apple's services.
And it's very good for Eddie.
Eddie Q to have someone else that can basically handle a big chunk of that, which is the music side of things.
At last, a wingman.
Yeah, and if you're going to have a wingman to swing deals in the music industry, it might as well be Jimmy Iovine.
Right, because who better? I mean, honestly,
it's the only the bummer here is that I'm definitely not wanting to be an ageist because it's not like I'm some kind of spring chicken, but the man is 61.
Yep.
He's got, you know, I mean, I'm sure he can work as long as he wants to, and he looks amazing for his age, but it's just, I mean, Apple probably doesn't have him for the next 20 years.
Probably true.
But even if they have him for the next 10 years, they'll be able to accomplish a lot during that time.
Sure, a lot, at least a lot more than without him.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly. And Brian, to your point, the only thing I really have to say in response to that is Clive Davis.
Elaborate.
Clive Davis is the guy who founded Arista Records, discovered Whitney Houston, and is, by all accounts, no spring chicken himself. Like, he makes Jimmy Iovine look like a teenager, and he's still somebody who somehow is one of those folks who has managed to have his thumb on the pulse of music in all kinds of fashion for many, many years. So he's, in my estimation, he's a very, very interesting guy. He's 82.
Wow. Yeah, well, like I said, I'm not trying to be an ageist. I most people tend to work until their mid 60s, maybe early 70s, and I think Jimmy Iovine. And my real point is this: Jimmy Iovine brings a lot to Apple, and I hope that he's able to bring that for a long time. And it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of these rock star negotiations that he's doing.
It will be interesting, especially because Apple already has a really good success story through Beyonce, because she did her exclusive album thing through iTunes last December, was it?
Yeah.
And that worked out really well. So now imagine what could happen with Jimmy Iovine getting deals for a lot of other big-name artists in place.
Yeah.
Well, that, though, does take us down the road where music is more and more of a marketing tool by individual retail outlets. And, you know, what kind of – because if Apple sees success with this, and as Apple has already seen success with this, you can be sure that Amazon and Google, to say the least – will follow through with their own thing. So each of them will be battling to have the best exclusive deals, which means that, you know, for some people, they might have to do their music shopping at multiple places. And that has some extra baggage that goes along with it.
That does have extra baggage that goes along with it. However, it does. I think with Jimmy handling a lot of these negotiations for Eddie, we'll probably see more of the deals at the iTunes store.
Mm-hmm.
And at least when you're buying music from Amazon, they have that slick little app that will download your music and drop it right into iTunes for you.
And what they're giving you is a straight MP3.
Which
is nice.
And Brian, I know that just made your skin crawl.
Yes. Quote-unquote straight MP3s.
Well, the nice thing about that is there's no DRM. And you can, once you've got it on your computer, you can do whatever you want with it. And we've already seen tactics like this from other music services. I think even, it may even be through the end of the year. I cannot confirm this. Please do not be upset with me if this is no longer the case. Google's music store was giving you a free copy of the Frozen soundtrack. Amazon did the, we're going to give you Lady Gaga's new album for $1. A couple of years ago. So there's already people who were doing the sort of exclusive thing here and there and have kind of dabbled around in it.
We're going to have an intensification of this process. And
yeah, and you can always do the thing at Target. You know, we have the new Taylor Swift album with 2 extra songs. So it gets frustrating when you are a collector of a specific artist and then they do something like this. So, you know, Best Buy gets a version that has 2 extra songs, and then the Target version has 2 different extra songs, and it gets really frustrating to try and keep track.
And in the end, it's only the record label.
Right, and as an import nerd, this is something that I've already been frustrated by many, many times over the years, so, yeah.
Yeah.
anyway, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, primarily because, like I said, you know, Jimmy Iovine, I think, has a really impressive Rolodex, and it's going to be, I think it'll be fun to watch, at least at first.
Oh, sure.
And until it gets irritating. Well, actually, given the, you know, the Netflix versus Redbox versus everybody else, you know, aggravation there in movies these days, I think the most interesting piece of this is going to be what happens with movies and with books now that Eddie has time to pursue that stuff more actively.
It will.
Radio.
And we're like totally out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up now. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for putting together Absolutely. That awesome list of tips for remote help for family and friends. And Brian, thank you for being here and bringing all of your awesome insight about the music industry. And
Indeed.
Yeah, it was what a load of fun. What a great way to come back from a holiday weekend. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us yet again. We'll see everyone tomorrow.